Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello. Big Pimpin', baby.
That's right.
Big Pimpin', spinning cheese. You know I thug them, hug them, love them, leave them, but I don't trust or need them. Take them out the hood, keep them looking good.
Louis? Yeah. What number you calling from, home slice? Oh, a white phone.
The white phone?
Yeah, my phone.
She allowed you to call?
Yeah.
That's not police. Damn,
man, look at this. We got...
Nah, nigga, I feel terrible.
Damn.
Absolutely terrible. Antibiotics are killing me. But we got Christy. Might as well start the show since we got enough people here. Mick is always late. Look at you guys. Actually coming in on time.
Look at that.
Almost makes up for the fact that nobody called in the last time. Almost.
I know.
Except Christy actually was the only one to let me know that she wasn't going to be able to make it on time. So she's responsible. Everybody else can go fuck themselves. I don't do this for money, you know.
Unbelievable. Speaking of someone
who
holds a grudge.
Yeah, I do. I do hold a grudge. Until I make you feel bad about it, and then I forget it.
Yeah, but I don't feel bad about it.
No, I know. That's why I have so many grudges against you. So Christy and Louie, today, and there's the last piece of this shit puzzle. Look at that. We get an early start to the show today. Welcome, everyone.
Business down, man.
So we have a lot of shit to talk about today.
I don't think we're gonna
get to all of it, but I don't, Christy, I don't know if you saw a piece of this or Mick, but once again I posted something on Facebook looking to get kind of stir up some shit to get people to listen to the show, and what happened was I got into a long argument with a few people and got blocked by at least one of the people on my friends list, which is what happens.
You got into trouble?
Yeah, it happens actually fairly frequently. I posted a picture, and I think we may have even mentioned it briefly on the show, of a woman who was looking for names for her children. She was pregnant with a second child, and she was blogging about her pregnancy experience and how she was looking for a new name for the child. Let me see if I can find
this. Okay, yes,
this
I did see that. I didn't
mean,
realize
it,
that was still going on.
Yes, it's like it's got like 700 comments. It's occasionally people still post to it. Absolutely. It's become something completely different. But yeah. But let me see if I can locate it on my profile. Christy, did you see any of that? I know you were incognito on Facebook for a minute.
Yeah, I haven't heard Christy yet. I would imagine she would have talked up, but she
started to say something.
I didn't catch any of that.
I didn't catch any of it.
Speaking of
any of that,
are we
going to
talk about Richie incognito?
Yeah, I was. I was for a while.
You dated incognito?
That was something else I wanted to talk about today was Richie Incognito and the bullying in football.
I didn't. I caught that stuff. Yeah, the Miami Dolphins and the whole workplace bullying and all that good stuff.
I figured that would be a topic that Mick would have a lot to say about. And we'll get to that. Actually, the main topic that I want to talk about is my favorite topic on this show. Even though I know that talking about this person just gives him way too much attention, Kanye West has done it again.
Yay!
One more time.
Yes. Yes. Kanye. Lovely, lovely Kanye.
Wait, what did he do now?
He's a mess. Well, I'll play it for you guys. I actually have the interview, and I'll see if I can get to the part that just makes no goddamn sense whatsoever. He's a maniac. He's a fucking maniac. Guy is out of his mind. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna put the interview on now while I'm looking for this stupid bitch. And
please.
And you guys
please
can.
Excuse me. I have chest congestion right now, so I'm a little grody.
Yeah, Christy has tetanus, so excuse her voice.
Again.
The tour merch which I thought was kind of like, but people, I feel like people just want to find something to get.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to get all riled up about something.
Yeah.
But it was about the tour merch and the Confederate flags and the skeleton imagery and things like that. I mean, do you think people are overreacting with this?
React how you want. Like I said,
it's making them react, I guess, right?
Any energy you got is good energy. You know, the Confederate flag represented slavery in a way. The way that's my abstract take on what I know about it, right? So I made the song New Slaves. So I took the Confederate flag and made it my flag. It's my flag now. Now what you gonna do? Ain't nothing finna happen.
Right. You've got a pop-up shop on Melrose, too, by the way. I've got to hit a plug-in for if people want to go to this. Yeah. It's right next to Dash.
Yes.
So go and visit it. I didn't even know.
How is that? Look at the serendipity. Look how amazing that is. Like his
how that
hers.
Worked out, right?
Yeah.
I saw it on Instagram, and I went, what? That's awesome.
It's awesome, right?
That can't be a coincidence, you know?
It was purely like a coincidence. Like the bravado was looking for a space, and we were able to like really make it clean and put a dirt bike in the middle of it, and everyone was just vibing.
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about right now. We'll mute it for a little bit. It gets better. I'm gonna check in with it occasionally and see where it gets, because I can't just pick the spot where I want it to pick up.
Like we make, I mean, I look at maybe 800 images a day. You know, I've been working on clothing seriously for the past 11 years. I interned at Fendi.
Oh, this is good.
I designed the Zanotti sneakers. People don't know that. I designed the Balmain sneakers. People don't know that. I've influenced a lot of like. Trends from inside, and this is where I'm stepping up and saying, okay, now I want my shot to really create everything and make life easier for people. But the merch is doing really good, and I think people just look cool in it. They look nice, like when I see people with it, and it's kind of.
How can he make people's lives easier by selling overpriced clothing? Fucking somebody tell me that, please, before we continue. Somebody fucking tell me.
They have a lot of pockets and stuff. You can put stuff around.
Lived in the hood where I was known as a kid that spent the summers in the suburbs. And my dad, you know, was a military brat. And, you know, he would be, you know, around, you know, white people back then when it was like racism was really popular and people would be racist against him. And he'd get around, you know, black people and they kind of discriminate against him because they'd say he acted white or he talked white. So there's times where, you know, when I talk, you'll hear some of that white or what people call white, the suburb voice come through. And it's times you'll hear some of that Chicago come through. And I'm influenced by all those things. I lived in China when I was in fifth grade with my mother. She's an English professor, and she taught high-level English students. And it was kind of like my first, hint towards being a celebrity because they hadn't seen black people on TV, so people would stare at me all the time. But what happened is I got homeschooling, and when I came back and I took my test, I tested two grades above, and that was the first spark where I realized that I was being held back on purpose. And there's a lot of times in life where we're being held back on purpose, meaning like, you know, at the moment that people hate me the most for, you know, at the award show, that was inaccurate. Whether it was a plan to give Beyonce the award at the end of the... we still haven't seen a video as good as that video.
It's still a great video.
Like 5 years later,
mm-hmm.
It still hasn't been a video that good. And that very thing is going to be what the kids who now have Instagram and can't be controlled by radio, it can't be controlled by TV. They will never, and no, not, I love the Backstreet Boys songs, so if any of them are listening, no, not to them. But there will never be another Backstreet Boys. Not in this day and age. It's going to be artists like Lorde, you know, mm-hmm. singer-songwriters in this day and age that are going to come up. This is Instagram. This is the information highway. It's no more. And I talk to these heads, you know what I'm saying, these like older dudes that run companies. And it's hilarious to me. I only listen to people who are younger than me. These are the only people with ideas. You cannot give me any advice. You can help me. You can support Donda. You can cut a check. You can help me build some infrastructure.
Why so angry?
But I have the ideas.
He's a multimillionaire.
No one older than me has a better idea than me because I'm the only 36-year-old me. I'm the most relevant voice on the planet Earth at age 36 post being the most hated. So don't try to tell me anything. Help me.
I'm the only 36-year-old me.
Help me. Help other people.
You know,
yes.
I think because I don't disagree with anything you say. Yeah. I just wonder if the approach sometimes, like you brought up the award show, I think everybody agreed with you probably, it just kind of freaked them out. You know what I mean? Because they don't, like I said, they don't like confrontation. They don't like being uncomfortable. But I don't know that that's a good thing. People need to be uncomfortable.
We are uncomfortable. 500 kids are dying in Chicago a year. We are uncomfortable. Just because we're behind a gated community doesn't mean that things are comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, we have the resources on this planet to have a human utopia. To have respect for each other, mankind, we have that. But we're too concerned about
the tour merch.
I'm stopping it there. There's too much.
Here's the thing with Kanye.
He starts to hit on something relevant.
Yeah.
He just like out crazies it, where
crazy.
It makes it.
Yes.
Where it makes it mute.
All over.
You know what I'm saying?
Fucking nuts. Let me
see if I can fuck, because I cut it off a little too early, and unfortunately I can't go back. He said there are people dying, but we're too concerned about. He went on to say we're too concerned about something that was just fucking asinine. And I'm trying to think to myself, what you just said that we're too concerned about. You're right, because you're part of that. Like,
right,
we're too concerned about
Kanye
bullshit West.
That you're at the forefront
well,
of.
I was gonna say I agree with he's talking about if he's making a point that like older suits aren't in touch with what's going on and don't have the kind of know-how with all the technology going on to know to hit on the next big thing. That I agree with, but I don't know where he's coming up with. There's not going to be another Backstreet Boys and there are people dying in Chicago. Like, I have no idea what that has to do with anything else.
Well, I just want it. Like, he also goes on to say that he's really, I mean, he says that his products are so fantastic because he goes on to talk about what a creative genius he is and how being he's such a creative genius that he doesn't even know how to tell people what a creative genius is other than by saying that he's a creative genius. That's literally what
he
says.
He's not creative enough to say.
The thing that fucks me up the most is that I really do enjoy a lot of his music. I really do. Yeah. I have a bunch of his fucking music that I listen to. So he's a talented musician, but he goes on to say that music, he's not interested in music. He's interested in getting the support of people to put towards his ideas because he literally says every idea that comes out of his mouth is genius. Everything that he really thinks is amazing.
Yes.
But it's all fashion, isn't it? He's all about
now he's all
coming up with
the
irrigation or something.
This is a bit, yeah. He's talking about how he has ideas for everything. Every day he wants to make everybody's lives better. Let me tell you what's not going to make everybody's lives better. Kanye West, first off.
I was
going to
say,
a
maternity outfit with a big K on it.
The new slave thing.
I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't know what he's trying to hit on or what he's trying to accomplish.
I don't know what he's. If he was trying to say that new slaves are the lower class, which is a mixed bag right now. The lower class has never been more diverse in this country, ever. It's traditionally been Latinos, you know, blacks and Asians, and the Asians have kind of turned that idea on its head, and now there's just the lower class. It may be predominantly still black and Latino, but it's a lot more diverse than it used to be. That could even wage slavery is the new slaves. If he was trying to say that the worker is the new slave, which they've always been, they've always actually been the slave, but it's more evident now.
Yeah, here's what I think, and I don't think he intentionally means to do this, but he is kind of right in regards to the new slaves, because it's the over-materialism. You know, he's selling these belts and shoes and stuff, $300 a pop. That's the new slavery, materialism, and he's buying into
it. Right.
But he's absolutely at the head of – I don't think he realizes how responsible he is for that, because not only is he selling – a fucking T-shirt, a plain white T-shirt with his name on it, for between $100 and $300, okay?
Exactly.
All right.
Where is that T-shirt
fucking made? Where is that T-shirt made?
Where is it made, and also who's going to buy it? Is some inner-city kid who's, you know, mother's working three jobs because she's a single parent going to buy that shirt?
No, they are going to buy that shit, because that's part of the fucking bullshit mentality that's so disturbing to me when I hear about people complaining about how poor they are and shit. It's because you have a fucking satellite TV on top of your trailer. It's because you have fucking rims on your piece of shit Honda. That's why you're poor, because you're buying into that commercialism shit. And Mr. Fuckhead Kanye West is cashing in on that shit.
Yes.
Him and his fucking idiot wife.
Right.
She has a whole store for it.
But do you see how angry he got about the fact that somebody told him no? Like, I mean, it wasn't even prompted. Like, he got himself angry about it.
Right. Yeah,
and afterwards,
he works up and goes on these weird tangents.
And then afterwards, like, and believe me, you didn't listen to this whole interview. It's about half an hour, and throughout the whole thing, the interviewer is just sucking on the underside of his cock. Like, it's just, like, she has to take breaths between the amount of fucking ass-kissing that she's doing. It's, like, the whole time he's just dipping his bunghole into her mouth, and she's gobbling it. Like, it's just, she's got Kanye all over her fucking face.
It's because he starts to hit on something and you just buy into it. You know what I'm saying? That's the problem. And people that are telling him no haven't bought into it. They're like, you know what? You're not a fucking genius. You're not that creative in regards to shit like this. You know, we're going to pass on your stupid-ass idea. No more leather jogging pants.
Yes. But even the interviewer said to him as gingerly as possible after that, and I did play that part. She was like, do you think maybe it's the delivery, maybe it's the package? I agree with what you're saying, but do you think maybe it's how you're saying? Like, Kanye West, guess what, buddy? Like, the fucking MTV Video Awards, that doesn't mean shit. Getting the best video award for the MTV Movie Awards, that doesn't mean fucking anything. You know what does, though? Getting your fucking video to have millions of hits on YouTube. That actually does things, believe it or not.
I mean, those whole award shows was basically supposed to be a farcical thing, like a satirical answer to the Grammys or the Oscars.
It was like the youth circle jerk answer to the big award shows. And he wants to go, I mean, you know, the reason people gave Taylor Swift the award is because as much as young white female America buys Kanye West shit, and they do, they also really like Taylor Swift, and MTV has not catered to anybody outside of young teenage white girls for the last 20 fucking years.
I was really disturbed. I was watching Jeopardy a couple of weeks ago, and they said that Taylor Swift was had 40 songs that were top 40 hits, and that seems really disturbing to me on a number of levels.
Why is that disturbing to you? We've led them through the Blues, through the New Kids on the Block, through the dude, fucking Tiffany and Debbie, what's her name?
But 40 songs. Like, the only two female artists who had 40 songs were, like, Madonna and Aretha Franklin. Like, not Mariah, not Whitney Houston. Like, fucking them two and Taylor Swift. Like, that just, I don't know, it just freaked me out.
It doesn't freak me out because I don't, it doesn't matter to me. I mean, those things are all bullshit anyway, the way they're, like, where are they getting their numbers from? What's requested on the radio?
It was like a, I don't know, I guess it was like a Billboard top, I don't know, where did they come up with the top 40?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, the way that they score TV is absolutely out of control. Like, the Nielsen thing has been disproven to like, that doesn't work. Like, they've
right.
debunked the Nielsen method probably about 200 times over at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the point is that Kanye West got up on stage to yell about Taylor Swift getting a video over Beyonce on the MTV Awards. Now, the people that he's yelling to are probably the same young female white girls in suburbia that got Taylor Swift there in the first place.
Right.
That's not going to – that's why everybody thought he was an idiot, because he picked the wrong venue to be an idiot at. If he went on a talk show later and said, I don't pay attention to those shows because they give people like Taylor Swift awards when Beyonce clearly had the best video, yeah, fine. Like, that's an appropriate venue for that. But, like, nobody wants to be confronted by your stupid ideas.
he's special.
But he has an idea. He has ideas to make everybody's life better, everyday things. And the reason that he's such a different creative genius from everybody else, and I wish I had left it on for a little bit longer, is because he works with other creative geniuses. That's what makes him so special. Is that he also has other creative? Yeah, he collaborates with other creative geniuses in his in Donda. I don't know, but he also seems to think that Kim Kardashian is a relevant voice, and according to him, he is the most relevant voice in the world.
So I mean, well, it's how does he justify the juxtaposition of him being this incredible talent and marrying someone that got famous not for any talent at all, but just
right.
laying on
well,
her
that's
back.
What I said. Like, I'm kind of disappointed in him. I mean, obviously she's hot and she's, you know, got a shitload of money and all that other stuff, but I just expected, like, a lot more from him. Like, she's so talentless that it kind of bothers me that
I don't know. She hasn't been in a movie. She hasn't sang even.
Right, like, she can't do anything except suck a dick.
Yeah, I think she tried. I'm pretty sure she tried to sing. I think she also put out an album at some point, too. I know it didn't go anywhere. But no, I mean, everybody's right about that. I mean, the thing that disturbs me probably more than anything else about this is his attitude towards people who say no to him, because he even said that Jay-Z has it better than him because more of Jay-Z's dreams were realized. And we've talked about this before. It's because Jay-Z worked for it. Jay-Z, if somebody said no to Jay-Z and he wanted to do it, he found a way around that. He didn't run around to everybody who would listen and scream and say, they don't want to let me do this, and this pisses me off. I interned at Fendi. Who gives a fuck where you interned, you asshole?
Jay-Z said, well, you won't help me? Fuck you. I'll find someone else.
And he did it.
You know what I'm saying?
He did it, but the thing that Jay-Z did not do is go on a bunch of fucking talk shows and radio shows and complain about how people said no to him. Like, that's what he's doing. He doesn't want to work
What prompted him to have a media tour of crying about not being able to?
Because he's getting married, so it's part of the publicity.
He probably
thing.
Wanted to get away from Kim for a couple of months. It's probably annoying.
He's getting married. Like, the interviewer asked him, like, how's your life changed with your, now that your kid is here, you know, like you have a kid? And he's like, oh, yeah, it's changed. I see them every day. They're fucking accessories to him. They're you wouldn't have impregnated. I'm serious. You would not have impregnated Kim Kardashian if you actually gave two shits about creating a human life. I'm sorry. Those two things are incompatible. That is the weirdest response
to how is life with a kid. Oh, I see him every day. That's the strangest response to me.
Oh my goodness. I mean,
don't quote me directly on that.
Here's the difference between Jay-Z and Kanye West when it came to having a baby. Jay-Z, you know, they did it really classy, you know what I'm saying? They waited about a week, and then he came out with a little song. They show pictures of Beyonce holding the baby and stuff. You know what I mean? He went on and did interviews, and he was talking about how fatherhood and how wonderful it was and, you know, just holding the life and stuff. But Kanye gets on there, and he's like, yeah, I see the baby every day. Fuck it.
I'm a creative genius. I can improve all of your lives. 500 kids are dying in Chicago every day, and I'm the best. And, yeah, my baby's here.
Right. Now, here's
but
one thing
though,
that I did
Before you go into that, what is Kanye West doing about those kids dying in Chicago? What the fuck is he doing about that? What about Kanye West's existence makes it better for anybody in a shitty situation in any fucking ghetto anywhere in America? What about that?
I mean, you don't see him trying to advocate for, you know, gun safety or whatever, controls, or none of that. No, he just says something about it, and then he rails on about how he's a creative genius and how people told him no can suck his dick, basically. He's just too much. He's an egomaniac. He thinks too highly of himself, and nobody has basically said, took him down a peg and said, you know what, you ain't all that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they've tried to, but it's been unsuccessful. And he said he credits his main influence as God. That's his main influence. God. He wants to do God's work. God. If there's anybody that I believe is probably hearing voices in his head and attributing it to God, it's him. This dude, how are you doing God's work, Kanye West? How are you doing God's work? Like, you don't make music that's relevant to children. Like, it's not, like, kids can't listen to the music. And I mean, he curses in his music. He talks about fucking bullshit. His music is so materialistic. Like, it's you know, he's got so many songs that are just the same as all the other shit on the radio, like Drake and Lil Wayne and everybody else. It's like, oh, look at my new Bugatti and all the bitches that I saw and, you know, make it rain on bitches and bands will make you dance and all that. It's all fucking materialistic shit. And he's at the head of that.
Yep. Misogynistic, materialistic stuff.
Yes.
They objectify women.
Hey, let's not give misogyny a bad name, okay?
Yeah. Materialism, okay. But.
All I know is I'm the only 36-year-old me. I'm stealing that shit.
For real.
But, you know, Jay-Z has that foundation and everything, and, you know, Beyonce has that thing with the fighting hunger and all that stuff. You know, and they were talking earlier that actually Jay-Z and Beyonce are more influential than Barack and Michelle.
Yeah, I can see
that.
That
they have more influence.
Well, I mean, you know, more people, and it's sad that that's true. I can't even argue that. It's sad that that's true because even I'm more disgusted with Barack Obama's activities than I am with Jay-Z's. And Jay-Z fucking killed somebody, I thought, or stabbed somebody. You know?
Yeah, well.
Stabbed somebody.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's at least directly. I mean, when you're fucking somebody over, like stabbing them in the front, like I mean, that, at least like it's a personal thing. Like you're actually stabbing that person yourself. But you know, Barack Obama's a politician, and his way of stabbing people is behind the scenes. You know, you do this for me, I'll do this for you. Fuck you, this and that. House of Cards stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. Very House of Cards stuff.
But I mean the whole thing that Kanye West is the most relevant voice. He is currently the loudest voice, but that does not make him relevant in any way, shape, or form. He literally, what he's doing right now is giving me material to put on this show. is giving all of us something to talk and laugh about. How fucking
well,
insane
it is. Primary sort of goal of like rabble rousers and all those kind of people is they just talk the loudest, and some people are going to hear them just because they're talking the loudest, regardless of what they say.
Yeah, I know. That's been my philosophy for 90% of my life.
Mine too. Shit, fuck it.
I mean,
oh my
goodness, you know.
Can we talk about something other than Kanye now? I'm so sick and tired of him right now.
Yeah.
Let's talk
about.
What
would you like to talk about? Well, real quick, before we do that, before we go into the bullying thing, so this woman, her name is McKinley Hatch, okay? When I originally posted this picture, I didn't want to identify her because it wasn't about calling her personally out for her stupid suburban white bitch bullshit. But this is a woman who bleached her baby son's hair at 4 months old, because she wanted him to be blonde like her, okay? She also put nail polish on this baby that she was just born at four or eight weeks old. So this two-month-old baby had nail polish on its fingernails. And, you know, nail polish is not exactly non-toxic. So
and all babies do
is
scratch their faces and put their fingers in their mouth.
Yes, and even their toes. Like, babies will put everything in their mouths.
Yeah.
So
oh, believe
this,
me,
this
I know.
Woman's...
kidding.
No, dude, I mean, that's what you're here for, you know, the kid rape jokes. That's why we love you. Anyway, so this picture has a big chalkboard. She's standing next to it. She's pregnant. She's a skinny suburban white bitch. These are the names that were in the running. And mind you, a whole bunch of other similar names were knocked out of the running. But here are the names that were chosen. Haley, with two E's, of course. McCarty. With a Y. McCarty, yes. Navy, N-A-Y-V-I-E. Maylee, M-A-Y-L-E-E-E-E-E-E. And Lakin or something, L-A-K-Y-N-N. And that my friend, is the name that she chose. Yes, Lakin?
Assalamu alaikum.
Lakin, maybe? Yes.
I think Lakin, maybe.
So, of course, I posted, and, you know, I start coming up with ridiculous, stupid names that could very much replace that. And one person who I like to call Moonbat, because she's one of these people who, she's one of these ultra-liberal hippie creatures, and this is we're all pretty much in agreement when it comes to politics on the show. We have our differences, but all of us are fairly in the liberal bent. And this particular person is the kind of person that thinks guns are so evil that they should all be, you know, simultaneously destroyed and we should hold hands around the bonfire and sing Kumbaya.
No.
Like, that's literally the kind of person that she is. There's nothing practical about any of her ideas. And she took particular offense to this because everyone should be able to name their child whatever the fuck they want. And legally, she's absolutely supported.
Right.
However, I think it's really selfish of people to name their kids dumb shit like that without thinking of what the experience might be for them in school. That's not to say names should be homogenized. That's not to say, you know, things like Fermil, for example, couldn't be created.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean,
I'm with you. Because back in the day, there was a school shooting. The kid's name was Cute Kid Cole. He shot his parents first, and then
what?
So,
that was awesome, by the way.
I really think that because of his name, Kip Kinkle,
Just look at the things that happened to. Okay, my name is Michael Garvey. Okay, I got Michael is a very normal name, but I got Gravy, Gorbachev, all that shit. Louis. Lou's name is Lewis. I mean, what kind of, like, that's a fucking normal-ass name. But he got shit for his name, too, when he was a kid.
I got shit for my name, too, Christy. See, Come on.
That's the problem. Like, there's really no, it's kind of like a no-win situation. Like, you're going to get made fun of for a million things when you're a kid, and people are just going to make fun of your name regardless of what it is. So,
considering that people do that shit to normal names, why add fuel to the fire by naming your kid some dumb shit like Lateen? It's a fucking made-up name that she here's my issue with that particular name, and it's indicative of the white suburbanite housewife. In my opinion, based on my experience, it's purely anecdotal evidence. I don't have any figures to support this. This is just based on what I've seen, especially in an area like New York. These children are not, they're trying to forge their identity as something with their name before they're born.
Yeah.
These children are not people to them. This is the second child that she's having. The first child's name was Titan. Okay?
Right.
Titan.
Right.
Obviously, this woman doesn't give two shits about anything that their child would want. It's about what she wants. It's about who she is and how she can. And it's buffeted. My point in this, my argument in this, is completely supported by the fact that this woman has been publicly writing these blogs online and even letting people help her choose the name. This is not about that future child.
That's exactly what I was going to say. If she wants to pick a name that is kind of different or out there and it's something that she genuinely likes or thinks, you know, this would be a cool name to name my kid, that's fine. The problem is, and there's really no way to police this, is, like you said, the motive or the intent behind it. And the fact that she's actually, you know, soliciting other people's opinions on what should be her decision, that to me is ridiculous. Like, if you want to name your kid Titan, like, I think it's retarded. But, I mean, if that's what you want to do, that's fine. But why are you enlisting the help of strangers to name your kid? You're just trying to seek attention to yourself, draw attention to yourself, and it's unnecessary.
If you're that bored with your life, if you're that disinterested in who you are and what you do, and it's become that superficial to you that you've decided to put your entire life out there on the internet, including letting strangers help you name your child, then there is absolutely an element of selfishness there. I mean, she doesn't understand the impact that even her posting all this shit publicly could have on her and her family in the future.
Try to explain to that kid when she's 12 years old, oh, yeah, your name came about through an internet survey. Like, I mean, that's absurd.
I don't think my pregnancy blogs were that self-indulgent. I don't think so.
No, I completely agree with you because I remember them, and they were not. Granted, there were like 8,000 of them because there was a new pregnancy every 8.5 to 9 months. But no, you're right, Christy, because it's different. And you're not – you blogged on MySpace. You didn't exactly throw your name out there. Like, it's different now that we're on Facebook and our names are what we're known by. But back on the MySpace days when you and I and Mick were blogging, we didn't really use our full names or throw it out there. I mean, some of the people that we interacted with knew it because we told them. But it's not the same as now where you're easily identified by your name. This woman, her name is out there, her face is out there, her husband's out, her kids' pictures are out there. I just personally, my sister puts my nephew's face out on Facebook all the time. I personally I wouldn't, if I had children, be putting my kids' faces out there like that, just because I know what kind of Mick Chilellas there are in the world that download those pictures. You know,
I have never downloaded a picture.
It's a running joke. We know you're not really a pedophile or anything like that, and you're a good sport
for
taking it.
If I did have a kid, I would post occasional pictures, you know, like for Halloween and Christmas and stuff
like
that.
You know, Christy's page is not, like, exploding with pictures of her children. Like, it's not.
Right.
Christy does not do that.
A lot of times you would not know that she has 175 kids.
Yeah,
no.
I mean, and she's got more than enough kids to justify having a new kid on her page every day.
Yeah,
She could change her profile pic like every day to one of her kids.
I'm not.
For the next seven years, actually.
I mean, I'm with you. I'm not. I mean, I'll share pictures, you know, that I find are cute or that something we did.
Yeah.
Whatnot. But I'm not, you know, there's some people that abuse the kid pictures. It's like, we don't need to see your damn baby in a fucking tutu on a Tuesday. You know what I mean?
Not everything your child does. But see, the other thing is, and the reason why you're different than them, Christy, the reason why I have more respect for you than people like that is because your identity is also not tied in completely to your children. That is not entirely who you are. Your entire life and who you are and what you do is not defined by the fact that you have children. Whereas a lot of these people who vomit pictures of their kids all over Facebook and the internet, it's because that's all they are.
Did you know that pretty much almost every child has an internet presence by the age of two now in America?
Even these butt babies are all over the internet.
All the time. I'm getting tired of it, okay?
Can I tell you a ridiculous pet peeve that I have, which goes back to the name thing, which is why I prefer homogenized names? Because everybody nowadays has like four or five different emails, and 90% of the time it's the person's name, and I hate trying to like spell a name that's just weird spelling.
Well, okay, here's my personal opinion, and this is not something I mentioned in the arguments online, but my personal opinion about quote-unquote homogenized names is that I feel like if you give a child a kind of normal name, it forces that child to be different by personality. Like, it doesn't give them some easy base to leap off of and say, hey, I'm different. It makes the kid have to forge their own identity because there are, you know, like me, there are other Michaels in the world. I mean, one of them is on the show right now. Exactly.
Right,
you know, there are other Lewises in the world, but we're all unique, and
like
it's got nothing to do with our names.
Not like this one.
What, Louis?
No.
I said not like this one.
No.
Not by a long shot.
I think my mom named me normal names so I can get into the interview. You know what I mean? She could have gave me LaShawn Kanae.
Right.
You know, that's not to say because your last name is Garcia, you should name your child Bob. You know,
wait, can I ask you a question real quick? What do you guys think about integration of sort of like different names in school? Like, I saw somebody posted something the other day, one of her kids brought home, and it was like, Fashawn has 8 crayons and he lent 3 to Nakia. How many does Fashawn have left? And everybody was like, what the fuck are they putting Fashawn's name on a test for?
you mean like integrating the names of kids in the class into the problems?
I don't think it was kids in the class. I think they were just trying to like introduce the students to, you know, names from other
different names.
Cultures.
I don't. You know what? I don't have a problem with that though. Maybe that's hypocritical of me. Yeah, I don't have an issue.
Christy,
with that.
If you could explain to me why Black America took it upon themselves to come up with, well, be so creative in the name.
I think it comes back from trying to relate to Africa, but instead of actually picking traditional African names, they decided to say, fuck it, let's just make our own. You know what I mean? I think it comes from, you know, when we were slaves, our original names were taken and we were given names.
Yeah, they were given white names, so they had to, they decided to create them. That's always been my understanding of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, you know, if there were a bunch of Mandelas out there, well, then, you know, I'd be like, you.
Yeah, but that's probably because Nelson Mandela really, really liked bitches.
Now, another tradition in the Black community is to name them, like, after biblical names, like Ezekiel or Hezekiah or, you know what I'm saying?
Or for example.
Yes. Or take on, like, older names like Edgar or, you know, Percy.
Or Alan or Poe.
Alfred, you know.
Hitchcock.
Oh, we're about to get
that
off.
Alfred's real name is Pookie in the ghetto, really. Right. Like,